Per Gimel, Mishnah Test 3:9. We now talk about the atara, the crown, if you will, we talked about back in Mishnah Gimel, that was used to decorate the baskets. You recall back in Mishnah Gimel, we had said that while they were waiting for the residents of Yerushalayim and other dignitaries to come out to greet them, they would prepare their baskets, and there would be ma'atrin them, atara again being a crown, which meant that they hung fruits around the basket to make it more decorative. So the question is, what fruits may be used as part of the atara? The Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas Omer, Ma'atrin es habikurim chutz mishiva saminim. Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas says, you can use any fruit you want. You can dangle apples and oranges around your basket to make it very colorful, even though what's inside the basket, you know, are grapes. That's fine. Even though apples and oranges, of course, are not from the shiva saminim, not from the seven species that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, and those are the seven species, and only those seven species are the ones that, of course, are brought as bikurim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He says, Ein ma'atrin esa bikurim ela mishiva saminim. He says, you may not decorate your baskets with your bikurim with fruits other than the fruits that are eligible to be brought as bikurim, only those shiva saminim. Yerushalmi explains that the reason why is because Rabbi Akiva was afraid people would think, oh, apples and oranges need to be brought as bikurim as well, and then make a mistake. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva forbids any fruits with the baskets other than the Shiva Saminim, and the halacha follows Rabbi Akiva.